Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. We're talking about Apple. Apple says it's appealing a ruling in its court battle with Epic Games over Fortnite that would have resulted in a major change to the company's app store. So, Mark, the ruling was seen mostly as a victory for Apple. Let's start with a reminder on what this case is all about.
Yeah, so last year, Apple removed Fortnite, which is the hit game from Epic Games, obviously, for circumventing their in-app purchase rules. Essentially, what Epic did is they added an option for consumers to input their own credit card to buy what are called as V-Bucks inside of Fortnite. That means that Apple wouldn't get their 30% cut that they would normally get for such purchases. So Apple removed Fortnite from the App Store. Then later that day, just a few hours later, Epic, they had a whole lawsuit prepared. They sued Apple, took them to court. There was a several-week court battle here in California regarding this, and there were 10 total counts, and the judge ruled in favor of Apple for 9 of them. But on one count related to California antitrust laws, they found in favor of Epic Games. That led to a permanent injunction, which is supposed to go into place in early December, which would require Apple to allow third-party applications to have the ability to point users towards the web to complete transactions, which in effect could mean that Apple is losing their 30% cut in those cases. Now, Apple's seeking to fight that.
All right. So Apple says, hey, no, that's our money. I mean, all of this is bottom line stuff. This one wants the money. That one says that's not fair. So who do you think has the best case here?
Who do I think has the best case here? I mean, I completely agree with some of the claims from Epic that Apple is overcharging developers in some respects. It is not giving developers the flexibility to be able to point users to the web and use their own payment systems. I understand Apple's rationale for doing that, but I do think consumers should have more options. At the same time, I think Apple is going to get what it wants, right? I mean, Apple's the big, powerful player. They're the big California company. This is a California court. They've asked for a stay. The judge will grant the stay. My bet is that Apple already made a couple changes related to pointing users from some apps, media apps and such, to the web to complete transactions, and some new settings that allow developers to better communicate about outside payment methods with users. I think they're going to take both of those changes to the judge, say, hey, we've already done most of what you're asking for. Can we just drop this whole injunction? And I wouldn't be too surprised if that's exactly what happens, that this mess, you know, gets resolved without Apple having to make more changes.
Will users notice a difference anywhere?
You know, there's a theoretical situation in which users would be able to have a button in their apps next to an Apple in-app purchase button and have an option. Do you want to buy this through Apple? These are the benefits you get: refunds, better customer service, better privacy, better security. Or do you want to buy directly from the developer by going to their website, which means you will lack these things, but the developer will be able to charge you perhaps 30% less. So I think that's the end game here. I think it'll be about a year, year and a half before we see that. But I think the end game is a little bit of savings there. So Apple not losing too much and developers getting a little bit what they want and consumers maybe saving a little bit of money here and there.
Apple announced changes to the App Store back in September following a settlement with developers in the U.S. and Japan's Federal Trade Commission. So what was that all about?
Yeah, so those are the two changes that basically the judge happened to ask for a few weeks after as part of this permanent injunction with Epic. The first one was part of the settlement with small U.S. developers was to allowed them to have open communication via text message, email, other forms of communication to say to consumers, hey, if you pay for this app, this service on our website or elsewhere, it'll be cheaper than if you do it through the App Store, and we'll get 100% of the commissions. Before this rule, some developers did that, but it wasn't really considered kosher. Now, that's basically going to be fully allowed. The other one was inside of reader apps, which is media apps like Netflix, Hulu, newspaper apps, etc. You will now be able to have a little button in there that you can click. It'll take you to their website to sign up. Right now, if you download Netflix on your iPhone or iPad, you can log in and start using Netflix, but there's no button in there to actually sign up for Netflix because Netflix doesn't want to give 30% to Apple. Now, after these changes come into effect early next year, there will be a button. You can click that button, go to Netflix's website to sign up, and Netflix will get 100% of those commissions. And those are the changes that the judge is asking for, but for all apps, including games and such. So there's a little work to be done there between Apple and the judge to figure out how this is going to be completely resolved. But even though it's going to take a year and a half, in terms of what's actually going to happen here, I think we're close.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.